All right, Austin Slater joins us, Giants baseball coming up. I will say that during the week, I've seen a lot of slides. That was one of the best slides I've ever seen against the Rockies, and you needed every inch of that slide to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's something I've actually never done before, as weird as that sounds. But, yeah, usually they tell you don't slide head first into the home plate, especially in the minors where, you know, health and safety's utmost and then, you know, winning second. But for me, I saw a lane and I thought I could get my hand in there before the ball came in, and I knew Parra has an absolute cannon in left field, so I knew I had to get down and get in there.
You know, it's interesting because I'm watching Belt, who's on deck. What was Belt doing?
Belt was yelling down, and he's yelling to the left. So he's signaling down and to the left. So, you know, that's where I slid, right where he was signaling, and that happened to be where the throw wasn't. So,
no, tremendous play for those who didn't see it. In the first Rockies game, it was a huge play and led to the winning run in the game, one of the runs that led to the winning runs in the game. The other thing I was wondering about, what does Woda say to you? In other words, does he give you on the bag, and does he tell you when to go?
Yeah, so, you know, before he goes through all the situations, and and so before Kutch came up, he said, in the air, I'll let you know. And as soon as it went up, he's judging it, and then just very casually, you're going. Just, you know, trying not to signal to them or let anyone know. So it's very casual, and I was like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. And are you looking at the ball, or does he tell you go?
I'm looking at the ball. Yeah, and I think he also says it, but you know, it's on you as well to leave on time.
Tremendous baseball play, a lot of fun to see it. Austin Slater with us. All right, so you got called up, you hit really well at Sacramento, and you know, I always say people have options. What it means is you're going to go back and forth a lot, but it's happened to you this year. So tell me how you deal with it, because you did go back the second time and really smoke the ball.
Yeah, so definitely. It was one of those things that they kind of let me know going into the season that was going to be my role. So, you know, I was semi-mentally prepared for it. It still hurts every time they tell you, hey, like, we're going another way. But, you know, they gave me the courtesy of explaining every move, and they mostly made sense. Hey, we need more pitchers right now. Hey, you know, so-and-so is healthy again, and we just need you for the day. So things like that, you know, make it easier to come to grips with. So first and foremost, that was great to have, like, open communication, because, you know, you talk to other guys on different teams and other organizations that are going through the same kind of things you are, and that's not always the case. So it was nice to have that, and that helped the transition. And, you know, going back down, it was also, hey, like, let's work harder to get back up here. So what can I do down here, work on my game to get back up there?
Well, the hitting really came together for you. I mean, it's the best you've ever hit in the minor leagues.
Oh, definitely. And for me, it was just staying consistent and trying to do the same thing every day. And, you know, it helps. This is my third part. I've had parts of 3 years in AAA at this point. So this is my third go-around in that league. And so, I kind of know what to expect. You know, I know the travel. You know, I know all the different parks. So, you know, you sit there in your hotel and you can visualize, you know, going through those motions. And you know, and I know a lot of the pitchers in that league. So that all those things culminated and helped to lead to what I've done so far this year.
This may be your time. This may be your time now.
Yeah, hopefully it is. Hopefully I'm here for the long haul, and I got to keep playing great baseball, and that's what I plan on doing.
Yeah, no, great. It's great to see you up here. Austin Slater, of course, part of the Bay Area at Stanford, and a Jacksonville guy, and could have been a Florida Gator, but that was days long gone by. You did come up with a taxi squad one day. What's that all about?
I did, yeah. That was actually this past Thursday. You know, it's a kind of just in case. A lot of times things happen in games, and, you know, guys, they're competitive and they want to play, and so they're in the training room getting ready. And so, but they need someone just in case, in case you know, they physically can't go. So that was my role this past Thursday, and probably about I got in probably about an hour and 15, hour and a half before the game. They told me pretty much as soon as I got here that they were okay, they were covered, and they weren't going to activate me. So I ended up driving back during the game, you know, trying to avoid some traffic. But then they called me back up the next night, Friday night. So It was kind of a whirlwind, but you know, it was fine. And I was able to play in SAC on Friday and then back up here on Saturday morning.
Did you get to talk to Mac at all? Of course, he had a tough time up here, but the concussion before he did that, he was hitting the heck out of the ball.
He was. I talked to him that Thursday because I was able to hang out. But Friday night, I drove in and I wasn't able to catch up with him. He was already out of here by that point.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you say Sacramento, it sounds like the AAA is like 1,000 miles away, but you're 90 miles away pretty much. Do you listen to KNBR? I mean, do you listen to anything?
We'll occasionally watch games, but a lot of times they line up pretty much perfectly. Same time zones, 7 o'clock games over there, 7:15 over here. So, you know, we watch when we can, but for the most part, it's tough.
I'm waiting for you to call in. Come on. I'm expecting you to call in on the postgame, huh?
Do the postgame. Maybe a pregame. We could maybe do a little pregame chat. Well, hopefully I'm not down there. So that's – but, you know, if it's ever the case, maybe I'll tell the guys down there to call in.
Yeah. Have Duggar or Shaw call in. I'd love to have mine. And for you, let's have you on live for the pregame because we do it at the public house, and it's during the hour that the media would be in the clubhouse anyway. So we'd love to have you on.
Oh, that's a great spot. Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This will be fun, Austin Slater. Good to see you back up here. I know you got to run here. Just a thought. Duggar, Shaw, the guys who are down there, tell me how they're doing.
They're doing great. Obviously, they're getting into the bulk of the middle part of the season, and they're starting to heat up. I think both of them are starting to get that mindset, and I think they're getting ready to compete here up in the big league level. So it'll be fun. Hopefully they can make some moves and get those guys up here. But, you know, obviously we're on a little roll right now up here. So, you know, as long as we keep winning up here, it's kind of going to keep them down there.
Yeah. No, it's business as usual as long as things are going well here.
Exactly.
I think that's exactly right. A last thought for you. What's your favorite city in the PCL to go to?
In the PCL?
Yeah, you've been to a few.
I have. I probably hit the best in Reno, so that might be my happy spot. I'm trying to think. Albuquerque's actually a pretty cool city. You know, I'm sure a lot of people haven't really heard much about Albuquerque, but it's actually a pretty cool city. We just came from New Orleans. New Orleans is always fun.
Oh, that's true.
I'm trying to think. Where else? Salt Lake City is actually a very beautiful city.
Good views.
Good views from Salt Lake.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope you're going to be saying this about the National League cities. We'll be talking about that. But thanks for being on. A pleasure having you on, and good to have you back up here.
All righty. Thank you, Marty.
All right. That's Austin Slater. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.